You've tuned in to Two Blind Squirrels today. So sit right back and see what Brad and Chaz will say.
Don't you just feel good when you hear that song?
I do.
It's calming. It's peaceful. You know you're in for 20 mm-hmm. minutes of just friendly, nice conversation. And
everybody do that with us. Ready?
Ready? You're home. You're home.
You're home.
In our nest, the two blind squirrels. And we're all here together. It's all comfortable.
Yeah, it's cozy.
You know? Sure, sure. You know, you got your jeans on, or even if you're in your work clothes, mentally, you got your stretchy pants on. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
You got your sweats and your slippers.
Sure. Just mentally.
Your big, ugly sweatshirt.
Mentally, you just put all that mm-hmm. on, mm-hmm. and you just settle down. You get your pipe out and your coffee, and you just sit.
Is that how you do that?
And, you know.
There you go.
And then you're here, and your Brian Bridges is singing to you, mm-hmm. and the world's good.
Doesn't get any better than that.
Yeah. You know, and we remind you that the Lord loves you, so.
Mm-hmm. That's always good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, just love it. Love it.
Love it.
This show's a lot better than a lot of things today, and here's just to name a few. It's better than meeting people who don't like you. It's better than dogs being treated better than people. It's better than your child
Amen.
Getting surgery.
It's okay.
Can I tell that story about that dog?
No.
Oh, okay.
Not that we're sidetracking, so we ought to get a long enough show. Right. Save it. Write it down.
Dog. Writing.
It's better than a frozen corn dog. Two blind squirrels in the morning. Two blind squirrels at night.
You can't nothing worse than biting into a corn dog.
It's not cooked. It's all not the way cooked through. All the way
through. Oh, man. The weenie's cold. Warm buns and cold weenie bad.
Not a good thing.
And listen anytime at all. Radio on demand. It's all right.
On today's show, we are going. Hello. Oh yeah, there we are. On today.
Come on, technical man.
I got too many balls in the air. Second marriages.
Two blind squirrels in the morning. Two blind squirrels at night. You can listen anytime at all. Radio on demand. It's all right.
All right, all right, all right, and away we go.
Howdy.
Howdy.
How are you?
Howdy, cutie.
Howdy.
Good, how are you?
I'm good.
Good.
I'm good.
I'm good.
Living in Texas too long.
I know. It's pretty bad.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Hey, listen, y'all need to get excited as we are because we're pretty excited. Me and Chaz has to take diapers with him to work because he can't contain his excitement. Yeah. And, The My Life Ministries 3.0 is coming out. Our goal, March 1st. And we are testing it. We're trying to resolve any issues. We're putting the Band-Aids and the stretchy pants and the staples and all that stuff together. And you know, it's Petticoat Junction all over again.
All right.
And we're going to have My Life Ministries 3.0, and it's a new social network.
Wait a minute. There was a 2.0?
Yeah, 2.0 is what we're using now.
Oh.
1.0 was the community server. You remember that one? That was a long time ago.
Uh-uh.
Okay. Well, anyway, that was the first My Life Ministries. And before then, we had just the nest all by itself.
Yes.
Yeah. So it's been through
quite
a few emulations.
I don't get online much.
Well, the new My Life Ministries 3.0 is going to be, it's very cool, and it's got a social element to it where you have your own space, sort of like Facebook, you know, you know that one, MySpace?
Yeah.
Okay, MySpace, there you go. Sort of like MySpace, but way better.
Oh, way okay, better way than better. MySpace. Okay.
More like Facebook where it's very controlled and not so, you know.
There are like a bunch of teenagers hitting on each other?
No.
Okay.
No. There's all adults hitting on each other.
Okay. Well, that's much better.
No, I'm just kidding. No, we've got teenagers and we've got adults. We've got chillins, but nobody's hitting on each other.
Okay,
It's all My Life Ministries based. And yeah. And it's all to encourage you that your life is a ministry. And there, you'll have your own blog space and your own place to put videos and music. And you can actually pull in music from different sources. so you can actually have your own little radio station on your own, you know, little site. So it's the coolest thing ever. Yes. And we're very excited about it.
It's the best thing ever.
3 days in a row. 3 days in a row.
I'm shooting for five.
You're torturing me. So, y'all get ready for that. Get excited about that. Write in here any questions. The forum's not going away. Nothing. We're not losing anything. We're just adding. We're not taking away. We're just adding. So,
that's great.
Write in your concerns and be looking in your, if you're a regular listener, if you've registered with us before, if you're a current member of the community, be looking in your mailbox. You might get a sneak preview. We're testing out and letting people in and kind of look around and see what they think. All right. And give us some feedback before we go live. Okay. So here we go.
All right.
Let's go live with the show.
What are we doing?
Go live with this show.
Live.
Today we're doing, the topic is entitled Second Marriages.
Uh-huh.
But I think it's going to encompass a little more than that.
Yeah, most likely.
So let's go ahead and get started with that in the first point. Hey there, boy. Well, hi there, cutie pie.
Oh, boy.
How you doing tonight?
Fixed the lock.
I don't lock that door.
You told me that you put the lock on there so he couldn't get in
here. I'm not here. You're not talking about me like I'm not here. Listen, I just came in to tell you a joke, okay, sweetie pie? I'm not going to bother you today.
Tell me a joke.
Sure, yeah, well.
Is it decent? In mixed
all
company?
All my jokes are decent.
Uh-huh.
Decently funny.
Well, so you say.
So Adam.
Adam, as in the first human?
Yeah, as in the first human being.
Okay.
Who do you think? Adam Curry?
Adam Ant.
Who's that?
It was a singer.
Well, anyway, so Adam was walking around the garden, right? And God created Eve.
Uh-huh.
And he said, take a look over her.
You know what that did?
What?
You know what Adam sang?
What?
It's the best day
ever. Oh, boy, here we go. Seriously. Oh, my. I'm sorry I brought it up.
Oh, okay, Adam. Anyway, yeah. So God made Eve, yeah?
So he said, hey, look over her. And, of course, first...
Just like that?
Yeah. And the first words out of Adam's mouth were, whoa, man. And so that's what her name was, woman.
That's what they called her.
Anyway, he says, Lord, you know, why did you...
You okay? You need to go get some...
He says, Lord, he says, why did you make her so beautiful? And he says, son, because I love you. Because I love you. And he says, well, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And then he looked at her some more. And he said, Lord, have mercy, why did you make her so beautiful? So you love her, is what the Lord said. Oh, and he said, well, thank you, Lord. Well, a little while later, you know, that day, he got alone, and he said, Lord, why'd you make her so stupid? And the Lord said, well, so she'd love you, son.
Ba-dum-bum.
And he said, thank you, Lord. Anyway, I thought you'd get a kick out of that, sweetie pie.
Yeah, that was cute.
All right, well, I'll see y'all later.
Okay.
Oh, man, he just hogs the mic. I can't
he does.
Do
he just shoves you over out of the way.
Well, he stinks, too. It's like bait. Fish paste.
Beef jerky.
Fish paste.
And beef jerky.
And beef jerky?
Mm-hmm.
That's enough.
Ugh.
Ugh. Well, listen.
So what were you going to talk about?
Second marriages. Well, this
you
came up.
You keep saying that.
This came up because of something you said that your sister had told your mom, your sister-in-law had told your mom.
Mm-hmm.
And that, go ahead and tell that story.
Oh, well, back when Brad and I first got together, a long time ago, 10 years ago, whenever it was. Anyway, my sister and my brother were, who I've always been very close with, just were really weird toward us. And they weren't really very open to Brad, and they didn't really talk to him like everybody else in my family did, because everybody loved Brad.
Of course, everybody
my
loves
parents,
him.
My parents everybody went crazy over him. My mom wants to like keep him at her house.
I think your grandmother's exact words were, "He's better than old Stinkface."
Yeah, that's what she said.
Yeah, it's always a good endorsement there.
That's always good. It's good for the self esteem, right? Anyway, so they just weren't very open. They were not opening their arms to you. And I asked my mom about it, and she said that, and this was as the years went by, she said that she had shared, that my sister-in-law had shared with her, that once things started to get better and they started to get back to normal with us, that she was jealous of that our relationship was so good and that it wasn't fair because her, you know, she is struggling in her marriage and, you know, trying to make it work and keep it going and constantly struggling.
Yeah.
And here, you know, I go throw in the towel and then start over and find this amazing man and this amazing well, relationship.
Thank you very much.
And she didn't think that that was right. She didn't think that it was fair that I should be happy when I sinned and did the wrong thing. And right. She stuck it out.
Yeah.
But she came around and realized that I was forgiven and that, you know, we're, you know.
But that's a phenomenon that we encountered other places too. Mm-hmm. I mean, not so much in that, not expressed in that way, but we have another friend who expresses himself of saying, you know, it's just, you know, all my friends who have second marriages, they're way better than people I know who only have one marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And which is not statistically true, but it's her perspective.
Yeah. She just happens to have people who have good second marriages.
And she's very frustrated because
she struggles.
She struggles with her own marriage.
Mm-hmm.
But we struggle with our marriage.
Yeah. It's not perfect.
Yeah, it's not perfect. But the thing is, well, we're not going to get into that. We were in Matthew 19, where he's talking about divorce.
Mm-hmm.
And so because me and you went through divorce right. and marriage and all that, we've been through all these passages. And some of them are hard to hear if mm-hmm. you've been divorced. So, mm-hmm. but we've been through them all. And it's just sad because I don't even think some pastors really understand them.
Mm-mm.
And understand, I don't know, not the point. I don't want to say that. But they don't understand how they affect the people that are listening.
Mm-hmm.
And not just from people who have been divorced, but also from people who are struggling with marriage.
Right.
So, because if you tell somebody who's struggling in their marriage that there's grace, and mm-hmm. that, you know, then they think, well,
then I can go ahead.
You know, why am I sitting this thing out? Mm-hmm. And if you tell somebody who's been divorced that if you remarry, you're committing adultery, mm-hmm. then, you know, it's just, there's... And they try to go back and forth mm-hmm. and across this topic, and they don't really make it clear that in the Bible, you know, I think that, for instance, specifically in Matthew 19, and let me give you a sense of what that says so that you know where we're coming from, and that is the Pharisees are talking about to Jesus, and they're questioning him on divorce because they're trying to trap him, and they are saying. And they have an argument amongst themselves because some of them believe that if you get divorced, then that's it. That,
right.
That you're it's you're the done. Unpardonable sin.
Right.
That
unforgivable
sin. Well, you can continue to, as long as you don't ever marry, you'll be fine.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, that's what they believe. That if you're divorced, that's it. You're done, and so is the woman. That you get one shot at marriage. There's other people who believe that as long as you give them a certificate of divorce, you can get married and divorced as many times as you want, mm-hmm. if you're a man.
Right.
And so there's this ongoing battle between these two factions. And they confront Jesus about it. And they ask him, is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife for any reason at all? Because that was one half mm-hmm. of the argument.
Mm-hmm.
For any reason at all, you can divorce it. And Jesus' response was, have you not read? He who created them, he's talking about God.
Mm-hmm.
From the beginning, in other words, he made them. When he made them male and female.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And he said, for this reason, a man shall leave his father and his mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. And his point in saying that is that you can't break apart something that's one and get two. What you get is two halves.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's trying to make that point there. But he goes down further and they say, well, hey, wait a minute now. Then why did Moses command to give her a certificate of divorce and send her away? Now, catch what they said there. Why did Moses command to give her a certificate of divorce and send her away? And Jesus responds, because of the hardness of your hearts, Moses permitted you to divorce your wife.
Permitted. Didn't command. He permitted.
And he permitted it because of the hardness of your heart.
Right.
Okay. But from the beginning... it was not this way. And Jesus is calling you back again. And two answers, he calls us back to the beginning when God set mm-hmm. up marriage as one woman, one man, married, one flesh. Now, he goes on to say, whoever divorces his wife except for adultery, fornication, except for fornication, which covers more than just adultery.
Adultery,
but
yeah.
For the sake of
we're not getting stating into that today.
It, let's just say fornication. And marries another woman, okay, divorces his wife, and marries another woman, then he commits adultery, and whoever marries the woman commits adultery.
Right.
Okay? So, unless there's a fornication involved, and then you can divorce, and you're not committing an adultery, evidently. However, adultery has already been committed.
Yes.
Okay? So there's no way to get out of marriage mm-hmm.
without committing
death
adultery.
Or adultery. Mm-hmm. But, and here's where people get confused, okay? That moving forward, it doesn't make you an adulterer. He doesn't say you become an adulteress.
An ongoing.
Adulterer. It's not an ongoing state of being. It is you are sinning. If you mm-hmm. divorce, it's because of sin.
Mm-hmm.
Bottom line. Two people who are right with God cannot divorce without sin mm-hmm. being involved. Okay? So and what's his point? His point is the same. He goes back to the beginning. To the beginning, it's not supposed to be that way.
Mm-hmm.
If you're living right with God, if you're both in line and attuned with God's plan, everything will be good.
Right.
One flesh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that's his point. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And it's no more than that, but it's no less than that. We can't take divorce flippantly. We can't do it. And if you're in a marriage and you're struggling, then the point is that it's a covenant. It's mm-hmm. a covenant you made with God. It's not a contract. It's a covenant. That means you got to do it. That you're committed to God, to your wedding vows, okay? Not to this man, but to God, or to this woman, but to God. And so if you're in a marriage that's tough, then the message to you is to be encouraged because mm-hmm. God's with you.
Yeah.
And God's encouraging, God's behind your marriage, and God's, you know, in tune with this is, you know, with your plan. Now, if you're divorced, and you're remarried to your second wife, what's the message? The message is God's in your marriage. Mm-hmm. God's with you. God's, you know, yes, sin took place. And at least let's hope that you've asked for forgiveness for whatever sin caused your first marriage to end. And you know, you have to repent of that. If you've gone through a divorce
Master
and you haven't repented for whatever caused that divorce, then you're not going to have peace. And that's what causes second and third marriages mm-hmm. to go wrong as well.
And that is where that friend comes from, seeing in our relationship.
The reason why this relationship is so much better than our first two marriages is because we repented of the ways that caused our first two marriages to be so bad.
First two meaning one each.
Yes. Hers and mine.
But because we learned from those mistakes and
right.
we moved forward
and we dedicated this marriage to God.
Selfishness.
I mean,
yeah.
We said we've tried to do it our way, Lord,
mm-hmm.
and it didn't work.
Made a big difference, but we could have been just like 50% of the people who do get married the second time and just continue to do the same thing.
Sure,
they just think a new person's going to fix it when it's not the person. It's the attitude of the heart.
Right.
It's God in the relationship. There has to be a third person in the marriage.
Right.
Third.
Right. Exactly.
Now, it's not gonna
if you're not married, the Bible actually encourages it because Jesus goes on here. This passage actually goes on. And the disciples are so taken aback by this philosophy that they go, wait a minute. If this is the way the relationship is between a man and a woman, it's better not to be married.
Yeah.
Right? And Jesus says, well, you know what? You know, this teaching is not... It's not for all men, but only those that could accept the
mm-hmm.
statement. And he goes on to say that some eunuchs were born that way.
Mm-hmm.
Some eunuchs were made that way by men.
Mm-hmm.
But some eunuchs were made for the sake of the kingdom of heaven. And he who is able to accept this, let him accept it. In other words, that there is a blessing. And you know, there's a blessing for dedicating yourself to depend on the Lord only.
Mm-hmm.
Now, sometimes he will provide you a wife because it's not good for man to be alone.
Mm-hmm.
And so be it. But there is a blessing for you not to be married. If the Lord leads you not to be married. Being single, Paul was single.
Your interest is not divided. And
right.
Mm-hmm.
And especially now in the new, you know, and this is really a New Testament
mm-hmm.
teaching.
Yeah,
because,
it was bad.
Because the Lord is concerned about making spiritual babies
mm-hmm.
and not in the Mormon way, but
right.
in the Christ way. Making spiritual children and you can procreate yourself
right.
by leading other people and telling other people to the truth mm-hmm. and the word of God and sharing the word of God. You don't have to be married and have physical babies.
Right.
So there you go.
There you have it.
There it is.
And that is all we have to say about that.
That is all we have to say about that. Okay. So if you're in a divorce, if you're in a marriage that's rocky, be encouraged.
Yeah.
The Lord is behind you. And there's plenty of grace to cover whatever's going wrong. And it's not too early to repent.
No.
You know, it's like you have to get divorced to repent.
You can repent in the relationship. God can work miracles. I've seen it happen in people's lives, in marriages. Right. It's amazing.
And don't kid yourself. I mean, unless your spouse is A, cheating on you, or B, abusing you, then there's pretty much something you're doing wrong. Okay. I mean, there may be something they're doing wrong.
Right. But you're going to be part of it.
You're part of this. Mm-hmm. Because why? Because you're one.
Yep.
Okay. If my body's sick, it ain't just my left side.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I guess that wasn't all we had to say about
that. Man, I got a whole... I'm telling you what, we got to kick this soapbox out of here and make the next show more fun.
Wow. That's kind of heavy.
Sorry. Apologize.
No, it was good.
I told them at the beginning of the show they could sit back and relax. And then I went left
on
it.
And now you just...
People are busy typing emails out, complaining about me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, well.
You should see the box. He's like smashed it onto the floor.
Now, listen. No point in telling stories like that. It's not all true. Well, everybody, I hope you've enjoyed today's show. Hope you've enjoyed listening to me rant. I didn't mean to go off and preach.
Yeah, but it was good.
Was it?
Mm-hmm. I always like to listen to you talk.
Oh, you're so sweet.
I know.
You know? Well, I like listening to you talk too.
Thank you.
Yeah. You talk next time.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Tune in tomorrow when we will talk about, something else, right?
Something. A little something, something.
Something, something. All right.
Vas con Dios.
Vas con Dios.
Two blind squares, they're gooder than pie.
This show was sponsored by the grace of Jesus Christ. If you'd like to have your life sponsored by the Creator of the universe, then go to a Bible near you and turn to Romans 3:23, where it says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." But what does this mean? It means that before a holy and perfect God, we are all broken. If you know this to be true, then you must admit that you are a sinner. Sin separates us from God and prevents us from being in His presence. Now, once you've admitted you are a sinner, you must be willing to turn from sin. In Romans 6:23, it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord." So how do we become right with God? We need a way to be forgiven for our sins, and that way is through the sacrifice and raising up of Jesus Christ. In Romans 5:8, it says, "But God demonstrates His own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Through prayer, invite Jesus into your life to become your personal Savior. It says in Romans 10:10, "For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved." It also says in Romans 10:13, "For whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." If you know these things in your heart, then here's an example of what you might pray. "Dear God, I am a sinner and I need forgiveness. I believe that Jesus Christ shed His blood and died for my sin. I'm willing to turn from sin, and I ask Jesus to come into my heart and my life as my personal Savior." Open yourself up to the infinite grace of God, and it will change your life for eternity. This offer is non-refundable. Valid in all states. No further purchase is necessary.